Today might be the day that determines the future of COVID-19 booster shots in this country.
Yeah, an advisory committee to the Food and Drug Administration is meeting to consider Pfizer's application to offer a third shot to all Americans older than 16. President Biden has already said he wants boosters, but some scientists aren't so sure that everyone needs one.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca is following this one. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Noelle.
What are the arguments in favor of boosters for all?
So it's primarily evidence from Israel that over time the vaccine's ability to prevent any disease begins to decrease. So the longer it's been since you got vaccinated, the more likely you'll get a breakthrough infection. And it's any kind of infection, even mild disease. But there's also some evidence that the vaccine's ability to prevent severe disease is declining, at least for people older than 65. Then there's a paper from Israel out this week that says that boosters reduce the likelihood of any disease, including severe disease in that group and others. And then there's laboratory data where they look at people's blood, that they take blood samples over time and they see how their antibody level is doing when they challenge them with a virus in the laboratory. And they're showing that the antibody levels are declining over time, but if you add in a booster, they start behaving or looking like they did right after you got your first round of vaccination, so you're highly protected.
And despite all of that, some scientists are still saying not so fast.
Right. So the laboratory data of declining antibodies may not translate to actual decline in protection. And remember, the vaccine was created to keep people from getting really sick and in the hospital and dying. And immunologists like Marion Pepper at the University of Washington say we shouldn't be talking about boosters until we see more breakthrough infections that are sending people to the hospital.
I don't think we are yet. I need to see data right now that says a booster is essential, because so far I haven't seen it.
Okay. There are also ethical arguments against Americans getting a third shot.
Well, that's right. I mean, many people around the world have no coverage at all. Buddy Creech is the director of the Vanderbilt Vaccine Research Program.
There are still billions around the globe that have no access to vaccine. I think that has to go into our decision-making process.
And there's some serious outrage that wealthy countries are giving out boosters and poorer countries can't get hold of vaccines for love or money.
So this FDA advisory committee meets today. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, it should be a lively discussion. There are scientific issues and there is this ethical component. If I had to guess, and I'm prepared to be wrong, I would say that the advisory committee will say that some kind of booster for some people may be advisable. Could be older people with health conditions. Buddy Creech suggests another group that may be appropriate for boosters.
Those who are frontline healthcare workers, those that are in long-term care facilities, they might require boosting if for no other reason than to keep people who are serving and who are at highest risk out of harm's way from even minor colds that can keep them out of work.
Because Creech says the healthcare system is already showing signs of strain and losing staff to illness would be bad. Now, you have to keep in mind, Noel, that this meeting today of the advisory committee, they're just making recommendations. It'll still be up to the FDA to make a decision.
NPR's Joe Palca. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.